start from the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Hakeire she'amru l'chove kedei l'kabel ariach. The width of the keire has to be, it should be wide enough that it could be mekabel an ariach, a half of a brick. V'ariach chatzi l'veino shel shleisha tvachim. So it comes out, an ariach is a brick which is 1.5 by 3. Daya lekeira shetahei rechova tefach. So first we said that it should be rechova kedei lekabel ariach. So one would think, so therefore it has to be mekabel the reichev of the ariach and the reichev of the keira. So it should have a reichev of a tefach umachze. So the Mishnah is machadish, daya lekeire shetahei rechova tefach, de lekabel oriach lerochboi. That it should be mekabel od ariach. Rechova kedei lekabel oriach. The reichev is kedei lekabel oriach. It's very schwer, the Mishnah, the repetition in the Mishnah. Rechove kedei lekabel oriach. We said this already. Keire shomer rechove kedei lekabel oriach. Daye lekeire shtei rechove teva kedei lekabel oriach. Rechove kedei lekabel oriach. Ubriya kedei lekabel oriach. It should have, the dimensions should have the width in order that it could hold an oriach. And it should have the strength also to be mekabel an oriach. That means, so this depends on the thickness of the keire. It should be thick enough that it should be able to support an ariach. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Rechova Afalpi She'ein Bria. Even though it is, does not have the strength bepoyel to be mekabel an ariach, but if it has the dimensions, it could hold an ariach could rest on it. Let's forget about the support, but if that an ariach can rest on it, it's his deroichiv to be mekabel ariach, that's also sufficient. Hoysa shel kash v'shel kanim, rayin oysoi ke'ilu hi shel matches. If the keira was made out of materials of kash and kanim, so it's rayin oysoi ke'ilu hi shel matches. So we look ke'ilu hi shel matches. Now this is a continuation of Rabbi Yehuda's memre. And Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, so the first halacha he told us, afal pi she'ein bria means, but al kaponim the keire was made out of a mean that normally is bekoyach to be mekabel nariach. That means, let's say, we have a wooden keire, so if the keire would be, let's say, an inch thick, so it could support a nariach. So the chiddush was, even though it's a half an inch thick, it can't support an ariach, but it's made out of a material that in yesod is able to support an ariach if it would be thicker. Then Rabbi Yehuda is moisev, even though it is made out of a mean that bechlal is not able to support an ariach, it's made out of kasher kanim, it is also good. Now there's a din of royin. Royin oisa ke'ilu hi shel matches. We look ke'ilu it was matches. This also we have to understand. Perhaps in the Gemara will get a little clearer how this works. Akuma, what is if the keire is not straight? It is crooked. The Perish Chai has two pictures on page 28, 173. That is the case of Akuma. Akuma is, that means that a riach would not be able to rest on this keire because it's crooked. Rayin oisa ke'ilu hi pshuta. We look ke'ilu it was straight. Adin rayin. Agule, rayin oisa ke'ilu hi merubas. If it is round, that's picture 172. We look ke'ilu hi merubas as if it would be square. That means the chesaron of a round keira, again, it cannot balance an ariach on top of it. So we look ke'ilu would be merubas. Kol sheyesh behekeifa yishloisha tfachim, if the circumference of the koire is 3 tfachim, yesh behekeifa tefach, so I can assume that the diameter is a tefach, and memele, that is sufficient. So one could rest assured if he has a koire that has a circumference of 3 tfachim, he has a reichef tefach. And then we could say, Rein Aisa Kilo Himiraba. So we can imagine, Keilu, it is square in order to be Makabal and Ariyah. Before we learn Rashi, we should know that we are not only speaking about one single Ariyah. If you need Koyach to be, if it has to be Briyak de la Kabal Ariyah, we need the whole length of the Koyre has to be able to support Arichim. That is Pshat in the Mishnah. Rechove kedei lekabel ariach zogt Rashi, shetehei doime lekvias. That the koire that is being put down, it should seem that this is a double kavua. This was not put down aroy isdik, a person put down a board on the movi. No, it should be kavua to the movi. Livnei soleo binyan, that it was put there like this is the hascholas abinyan. So that means this is the base from which we want to build over. It has to have, and some of the gather of kviyas is that the kaira has to be considered as an intricate part of the mavui. This is the heker beruach revi, but this has to be part of the mavui. This reshus has a kaira beruach revi. V'ariach hatzil aveinu shel gimel tvachim nimtza ariach tefach u'machtza roichet. Dayo lekoire beroichet tefach kedei lekabel ariach ze beroch boi. V'gmore porech tefach u'machtza boi. The Gemara asks, we're speaking about the necessary roichet, we need a tefach u'machtza, not a tefach. Hoysa shel kash Rabbi Yehuda komalo. Akuma she'ein ariach yochel amidoleo. If it is not straight, so it cannot support a ariach. Agula ein ariach yochel amidoleo. The same problem. Avol ovohi, it has a thickness, im techolik, if you would split it in half, yehei rechova tefach, so then you have ariachiv tefach, which is sufficient that an ariach could rest on this ariachiv tefach. Rayin oisoi ke Elohim rabas nifselas oi chaluke. From the Rishash it would seem that nifselas means, Rashi is just telling us two echetimtzes how you can make a koira gula, it should have a square face. Either you'll chisel out till half, and there the picture, this is a case of the aleph. Or another case is oy chaluke, not like the cases in the picture, because the case in the picture, we don't have a reichev tefach in that case. If we're making a square from a circle, we're putting the square in the circle, we don't have a reichev tefach. So the Rishash says chaluke means either you split it. That means this koira gule has a potential, Reichev tefach, either by chiseling off the eagle or by splitting it. Nifsalas oichaluke. Ve'eze himidis agula lahakshe. What is the circumference of a round agula in order to be kosher? Kosheesh bekeifel gimel tvachim. Shetzricha chut oruch gimel tvachim lakif asoviv. If you chut gimel tvachim could be makiv surround the koire be yeduish yesh ba reichev tefach im techolik. Zok the Gemara. Let me just mention there's an interesting Rabbeinu Yonason over here. Rabbeinu Yonason says that the machlokes of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is really a hemshech of the machlokes of the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda in the first Mishnah. He says this in the first Mishnah, he says it over here. He says that the machlokes is as follows. The Tanakama holds that the purpose of a koira is als heker. It has to have a heker. And in order to have a teiris heker, it has to look like it's an intricate part of the movui. This is a haschalas habinyan. So therefore, it has to be such a koire that one is able to build over. I mean, if that is the heker is that this rishus has, we put down the foundation for building on top of it. We're going to build over this. So that's the chelik of this rishus. So the heker further a koire which shows that this is going to remain here. And this is a haschalas habinyan. That is the svare of the Chachomim, so therefore you need Briya kedei lekabel oriach. He says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Keire Mishum Mechitze, and you say, as a b'china of a pitikre yoyred v'soysim, so memele, so then you don't need, Rabbi Yehuda svile rechove afo b'shene Briya, dozal a time, the Keire ein ayala Mishum Mechitze. Let me just tell you the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonason before. Ubriya kedei lekabel oriach. Kloima, arichin harbe. That's number one. Kishir oicha pesach hamovui. Mdavokim sham betit kvi mashe tzorchlam. The amount of arichim you'll need. Sheim loikein. Loitehei bo akeiro. If it will not be briya kedei lekabel orichim, there's no heker. The svurim b'nei reshus haram lovishon nitno sham. It was put down there. Someone had a board. He didn't have where to put it, so he stuck it on top of the Kaisle Hamovi. But it is not an intricate part of the Movi. Avok Shi Briye Vaovoi Vaovo Urui Lakabal Binyin, because then Niker Mafulsum Lakil Shalakvias Husmashama was put down to remain there. This is the part of the Movi. The Isbo Hekeir. So the Rabbeinu Yainison says that the Heker is only comes about when there is a kviyas. The Rabbi Yehuda svirelei rechove afal pisha einay briya. You don't need briyas. Those are the time made. The kaira einol mishum mechitz. It's not als heker. Heker, it has to be nikkel. That's all. You have to build up on it. It's a mechitz fartik. And the Rabbeinu Yainison says this on the first Mishnah in Erevin also. He says that's the machloikis, that movi shigavoyim esrem amo yamayit, because the Tanakama holds als heker. So memele lamaylo mi esrem leshalad beyene. Rabbi Yehuda polig va'omad einit zoich lamayit, esvrile lav leshum hekeire ba'alme. Elo leshem mechitze, damine pitik rapnimi yoyred v'soysim. So memele vos geit miron toichof mali lamaylo michof, it's a mechitze. In Heker, Chof makes a chilek. In Mechitza, there's no difference. This Rabbeinu Yonason is very schwer from the sugi in the beginning of Erev, and the Gemara Vayishtos, everyone holds out Heker. But forgetting about this problem, the Rabbeinu Yonason explains that they're going lishitosom. That if the time is al heker, it has to be nire kedavar kavua, and that is mechayev that it should be briya kedei lekabel arich. If you learn al mechitze, feltoch nishayis, it has a teiras mechitze. It is a little modne, according to the Rabbeinu Yonason, Rabbi Yehuda said, Rayin oise keilu hi shal matres. We assume keilu hi shal matres. Now, if you need matres, if you need really, I mean, what's the purpose of matres? So if you need matres, you need a metal beam to support an ariach. So Memele, Rabbi Yehuda saying a chiddush, and even though it's kash, it's kanim, abaroyin oisekilu hay matres. That means really you need matres, and there's a lumdus of roim. What the lumdus is, we'll see later. But al kaponim, we understand the necessity of matres, because Rabbi Yehuda also holds in yesod, you need a dover haroi lekabel oriach. No, roi no is a kilo umatches. If you learn, like the Rabbeinu Yonason, that the time is because you need a mechitza, so there's no din bechlal of kvias, of lekabel oriach, so then it's a bissel modness of what's felt is matches, a mechitza, you have a mechitza, what is the chshivis of matches? Let us see the Gemara. Tefach. We learned that daya lekayre shitei rechove tefach kedei lekabel oriach. Tefach, like the Gemara, tefach umachza boy, you would need a reichev of a tefach and a half. And for the Gemara, even the rechov lekabel tefach, if it can be mekabel a tefach already, Idach chatzi tefach malbin lei betine mashehu mehaigise u mashehu mehaigise. We have here a nice picture. The picture is 174. that you can put the Ariach over, the Riach is Aleph and the Keir is Beis. You put it over and then you take Tine, a type of a cement, and you mechaber this, it's roi to be mechaber the Ariach to the Keir. So you don't need a Reichev of an Ariach. Now Reichev of a Tefach is sufficient. The kaima malbin lo vasirashi lekaira malbin lo dachsechme means you attach the levaina to the kaira betine mamareach betit b'shipua molei etzva mikan chenegde mikan umashva oisei lekaira malbin loshen levainim. That means you attach the brick to the kaira dachsechmir this inyan. I mean, we heard in the Mishnah that, according to the Tanakhama, there's a halacha, it has to be strong enough to support a levaina. That's a din bria, according to the Tanakhama. Here, there's a different problem. It has to be able to balance an ariach. So, the Gemara said, in balancing, that means this reichev is enough by just, that means the tina that is put on, this is not called you're adding on to the kaira. The kaira is sufficient. Yeah, you'll add a little tina to it, so the kaira is be'etzem able to balance a riach. Because how will it be done? With a little tina, so the kaira is sufficient. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbe Barav Hune, Keire Sha'omru, Tzriche Shetai Bria Kedei Lekabel Oriach. That is a halach in the Keire. Oma Midei Keire. What about the Ma Midei Keire? Those things which are supporting the Keire. Let us look in 175. That you have over here, two Yesedis which are supporting the Keire. Now, do these mamidei koire have to be able to support? That means we're picturing that this koire is the hascholas habinyin, and we're going to put bricks over it to make like an archway over the mavoi. So, do we need that the mamidei koire should be able to support the koire and the bricks which are over it, according to the Tanakam? Zog the Gemara. Oma Rabbe Baravuna Keire Shomu Tzriche Shtei Briye Kedei Lekabel Oriach. Oma Midei Keire, but what about the Ma Midei Keire? Einon Tzriche Shtei Briye Kedei Lekabel Keire Oriach. That you don't need that it should be Briye Kedei Lekabel, because that's only a din in the Keire, that we have to see that the Keire is a double kavua. The Maisa is because of a Zaitik Yazach, it's unable to be Mekabel, but there was only a Halacha in the Keira Hamater. The Keira has to look like a Hascholas. But Poyul, you're never going to build Saivasai. So the Keira that is the Heker, that has to, Al Kaponim, be able to be a Hascholas Habinin. If you have a Chasorin Mitzad Acher, das geht man nicht an. But Rav Chizda Omar, no. Echot ze ve echot ze tzrichin shiyo brink de lekabel koire vo oriach. Zogt Rashi, umamidei ha koire, im heinicho al gabi yesedis, ein tzrichin shiyo brim lekabel koire vo oriach, a lekabel koire levad. Da lo yovi oriach alo, le maise, you won't put an oriach. U bekoire u de binin kviis, the koire has to have has to be a potential dover that yochel ikvoyolo ki heiche de tevi heke maalye avo mamideo lo itole yekeire beditu. That's not a chelik of the heke, so memeil it's not necessary. Echot ze vechot ze keire binin bries to riach o mamideo boi bries de keire vi oriach. It has to be able, since we want to give a picture a vision of Ascholas Abinyin, so Memela has to be Eiskalten. That is all Tnoim in the Hekem. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Sheshes, Heiniach Koire al Gabi Movi. What happens? He put a Koire al Gabi Movi. Uporas Oleho Machzeles. And he went, and over the Koire, he covered it with a mat. Let us look at the picture 176. Uporas Oleho Machzeles. Vihigbiyo mina karka shloisha. And this mat is 3 tvachim high from the ground. So memele, it's possible. Koire enkan, mechitza enkan. So now you lost everything. You lost your koire and you lost your mechitza. Koire enkan, dohom mechashye. It's covered. You don't see the koire. So memele, so the heker of koire was lost by covering it. Mechitza enkan, so good, so I won't have a koir, I'll have mamisha mechitza. Mechitza enkan, da havelo mechitza, shagdiyim boikim bo. So memele, so yakereach mikan and mikan. Zot Rashi, machzeles, liyis mechitza, liyaveis koyach etere. He wanted to make it better. He wanted that there should be a mechitza beruach aviyah. So he used this machzeles. So my mailer at a kalya gemach, shagdiyim boikim bo, hoyul vigoivo shloyshe, have mechitza tluya, v'eino materes. So it's a take doch nicht. The chedushi aran asks akashem, if you hold koire mishum mechitza, so what's with the gdiyim? I mean, if you hold koire mishum mechitza, what's with the gdiyim? He says, then gdiyim and gmalim go through. So he says, if koire mishum mechitza royin ki ilu chuda soisem adakarke, then it's nistam. Shuvein agdiyim boikim boi. So then there's no more agdiyim boikim boi. Exactly what he means. Veisach dit, aber if in lomdus it is a teires mechitza, that what the agdiyim on lomdim geit uns nishton. That's not our fault. Aber kaponim, we made a steam over here. We did what we have to do there. The pirates to steam it. But that is no steam it. The pirates to steam it. But Al Kaponim, here, Pshad, is you made a steam it that doesn't, is not Saisim Kenegad Gdiyim. So this is Halacha so here it loses the Teres Mechitza. Tana Rabban, Kaira Hayoitza Mikoisel Ze, Ve'eno Negas Bekoisel Ze. We have a Kaira that does not reach the other side. Does not reach the other side. It's only resting on one side of the movi. Ve'ene negas bekoisel ze. Ve'chein shtei koiris, achas yoitzes mikoisel ze. Ve'achas yoitze mikoisel ze. Ve'enom noigis zubazu. Here we have a picture 177. That we have here the two koiris, and it's not noigaya. Pachis mishloisha in tzarech lahavi koir acheres, we say lovud. Shloisha tzarech lahavi koir acheres. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, pachis midalud in tzarech lahavi koir acheres, arba tzarech lahavi koir acheres. This is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel l'shita, said that he holds that the sheer lovud is pachis midalud. That is the poshet sugya. Now we're going to start with a difficult sugya. Bechein beis koirais hamas imois. You have two koirais hamas imois. Loi bezu kedei lekabal oriach, v'loi bezu kedei lekabal oriach. You have two koirais, and there, in each one there's not kedei lekabal oriach. In mekablois oriach leroch boitefach, ein zorich lahovi koirach eres. If it can mekabel an oriach leroch boitefach, exactly what this leroch boitefach means, we will soon see. Ein zorich lahovi koirach eres, mim lav zorich lahovi koirach eres. Habishim im gamliel oimer, in mekabelos oriach leorke shloisha, ein zorich lahovi koirach eres. Vim lav tzorich lahovi koira acheres. Now Rashi is very sosum in our Gemara, Rashi says as follows, Hamas imois sheishkivon zu eitzel zu, one is lying next to the other, kemoi tu'umim. You have two kaires, which one is lying next to the other, kemoi tu'umim. There's a Mordechai by us that brings down Shitas Rashi. There's a Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Chav Beis, Omid Beis. We have the same sugi over there. And there, the Mashmois of Rashi is, Beis Kairos Hamas Imois, Hainu Shanosnam Zu Betzadzu. That you have two Kairos, and we'll see soon, each one was a half a tefach. So each kaira mitzad atzmoi is ein roi lekabel oriach. It's not roch, neither a roich have to be mekabel oriach. So if it's masimois, and they're together, and so how do you learn pshat in the Gemara? Beis kaira is ha masimois, loi bezuke de lekabel oriach, loi bezuke de lekabel oriach. In mekabel is oriach leroch bei tefach. But if each one is a half a tefach, and together they add on to a tefach when they're put together, is ein tzarich lahavi kaira acheres. So you don't have to bring another kaira. So what is the chiddush? So dachsmed the chiddush is gevaldi. While the emesin, there's a sheer kaira, kaira sha'omru kedei lekabel oriach. You need a kaira to be mekabel on oriach. Really, you don't have such a thing. You have two kairas, and each one is not able to be mekabel on ariach. No, the chiddush is that if one is next to the other, so now they're able to be mekabel ariach. And mistame, for all practical purposes, we can say that din lavud also. That means if there's no space in between kemezichas, don't lavud. I mean to make it one. So fakel. So now here in lomdis we have a kaira sherechava tefach. It's a chava kedei lekabel ariach. Ve'im lav. Let's go a little further. So what does imlav mean? So Rashi says, she'ein shteyem rechovois tefach. You have both of them, both together don't equal a tefach. So then you don't have a koire sherechovo, you don't have a koire sherechovo tefach. So memela, then it's possible. So Rashi shita is according to the Tanakame, you need a tefach of koire. You need a tefach of koire to support an ariach. So that means, there's a poshet eitzah, if you have less, you have 3/4 of a tefach, let's just separate the two koires and the ariach will rest on it, the covered godel, there's no problem over here. But then it's possible, because you need a koire rechovo kedei lekabel tefach. That the kabbal ariach. You mean that the koire has to be able. That is from the tnoim of the koire, that the koire is able als the koire to be mekabel ariach. It has to have the width, the dimensions, in order to be mekabel ariach. That's a tnoim the koire. That is the svara of the Tanakam. What is the svara of Rab Shimon ben Gamliel? So Rashi and Sukkah says as follows. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Mekel Betarti. Rab Shimon Gamliel is telling us a double kula. What did Rab Shimon Gamliel say? Rab Shimon Gamliel said, "In mekabeles oriach laorkoi shloisha ein tzorich lahavi kairacheres." So Rab Shimon Gamliel holds that afilu ein b'shteim tefach sagi. Number one, you don't need that these two kairis have to have aroichav of a tefach. That means each one, let's say, is a quarter of a tefach. Zeichnish gefellach. Number two, based aval gav she'enoi mekabel oriach l'rochboi. That means even though these two koires are so thin that they can't be mekabel oriach l'rochboi, so it's also sufficient. If it's mekabel le'olkoi, it's also good. That means as long as from these kairis you have in order to be mekabel on ariach. V'im lav, What's vim lav mean? She'enom b'riyos l'kabel. So then it is possible. It would seem that perhaps we want to be mevayer the machloikis, Rab Shimon Gamliel, and the Tanakame, Darsach Mir, the machloikis is as follows. That means, does the koire have to possess mitzad atzmoi the koyach to balance the ariach on top of it? The difference between Rab Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakame is, the Tanakame says you need a tefach of koire in order to balance the ariach. That way you could balance it through richuk. The koire has to have that. The koire has to possess this maila of it is mitzad atzmoi, it is roi to balance an ariach. I've nit felt in koire. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel held you only need kedei lekabel arich. You only need to support an arich. You don't have to. The koyre mitzad atzmai does not have to possess the koyach to balance it. You could use arichuk makim also to be misayaya. The ikar is that's how Rashi in Sukkah says. Rashi in Sukkah says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said as follows: Imikabelas oriach laol kaishloisha. That means if it's strong enough, if it's bria lekabel. So mameil, even though the oirech of the ariach is lying on these two koires, it's not lying the seder abinyan. That's also good. Vimlav, if it can't, it's not strong enough to be mekabel the weight of the arichim. So then, tzorich lahavi koira acheres. This is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see the Rabbeinu Yohanesin. The Rabbeinu Yohanesin learns a little different. Sign the Tanakam al Kabanim Yizichel and different. The Ben Yenison is Dav Gimel Amid Beis. Rashi Shita is Bechal Na brought down La Halacha. Shtei Kairais Hamas Imois. So the Ben Yenison Sheinichon Zu Eitzel Zu Af al pi shehinichon besayich gimel tvachim, even though it is besayich gimel tvachim, loimrinin bohu lavut, viyitztarfu ze im ze leshir tefach, de loy likviyis husmu shom shneim, this is not considered a kviyis, ele im kein hem kol kach smuchim besayich tefach, that the samuch a tefach apart, Shem yinosein ha'ariach sherach boi tefach u'machze bein toich shnei ha'kairis v'lo yipel la'oretz sheyismoich be'etzpa mikan u'be'etzpa mikan nimtzo she'ein beineyem elo tefach mitztav. So that means, according to the Rabbeinu Yonis and the Tanakama holds, the shaila is how to learn the Ibra and the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means im yesh imekablois oriach lerochboi tefach. So Rashi learns pshat that the lerochboi tefach, the lerochboi tefach, that means that the koires, the two koires, have a reichev tefach. According to the Rabbeinu Yohanesin, Be'etzim, he doesn't speak about it. Nabi Allah being done as a machlekes harishayim. If the two koyros have to have a reichiv tefach, the Baruch by tefach is speaking about if the space in between the two koyros is a tefach or less, so that is sufficient, because then you could rest the ariach. You have two etzbois more. So the two etzbois of the ariach can rest on both koyres. Vim lav ein mitztarfen. And what is the Chiddush of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? So then we have to say the Chiddush of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is in one nekude. The Chiddush of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is that even though it is situated that you can only put the Riach la'orkoi, you can only put the Riach in the length, and that's how one can support a Rechim, that's also sufficient. So that is the Machloikis, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Tanakame, and this nekude. If you need kidei lekabel ariach lerochboy, that's how the Tanakam holds. That's mistama derech binyin. Rav Shimon Gamliel says if you can kabel laolkoi, it is also sufficient. This is one day in Shulchan Aruch. This is the second day brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. And the first day that is brought down in Shulchan Aruch is Shitas Harambam. The Shitas Harambam is that the Tanakama holds. It's abyssal ahin and abyssal aher. The Shitas HaRambam is as follows. Beis koireis hamas imois, loy bezuke del kabel arich, loy bezuke del kabel arich, im mekablis arich l'roch bei tefach, so he learns like Rashi, that the two koireis have a roichev of a tefach. So then, if the two koireis have a roichev tefach, even though if there's lovud between, it is also sufficient. That means it could be 2.5 tvachim, 2 2/3 tvachim between these two koires. So as lovud l'chayre makes it for one big koire, the area of a tefach it has, and in this matzev, the way it is standing, it can support an aria, so this is also good. That is the svara of the Tanakhama. What is the svara of Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the Bach wants to say, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, you don't even need that there should be a reichev tefach between the two koiras. The Tanakhama said that you need that the two koiras have to have a reichev tefach mitzad atzma. And then it is, if you have a reichev tefach, so then I feel that as long as a sheer love had been tayim, it is also good. And Rav Shimon Gamliel is meisiv, you don't even need a reichev tefach of the koiras. Each koire could be, let's say, 1/3 of a tefach wide, and they could be 2 2/3 tvachim apart, and it'll also be good. So these are the three shittas. La halacha, the Mechaber brings down the Rambam shita, and la chumra, the Rabbeinu Yohanan's shita, but al kaponim it comes out that if there is a reichev tefach, there is a reichev tefach between the two kairis, la locha de sezicha good. If you need that the two kairis themselves have to have a reichiv tefach, so according to the Rambam, you need that the two kairis have to have a reichiv tefach. And according to Rabbi Yonason, there's a shayla, the bir locha brings down, if you taka also need a reichiv tefach, also legabi the kairis, or you don't need a reichiv tefach, legabi the kairis, about kaponim, you need, according to Rabbi Yonason, that it should be only a tefach in between, that it is possible to put the ariach l'rochbay. These are the shittas. Zuch the Gemara weiter. A new case. Hoyo achas l'maylo v'achas l'maylo. You have over here the same case like before. We have here two koiras, but they are not level. Let us look in picture 181, that they are not level. One is higher than the other. Achas l'maylo v'achas l'mato. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda oimer, royin esol yoine ke'ilo hilamato, v'esatachtoine ke'ilo hilamaylo. Rashi in Sukkadachsim says you don't have to move both of them. He can move either the top one or the bottom one. Royin esol yoine ke'ilo hilamato. You bring down the yoine, or v'esatachtoine ke'ilo hilamaylo, you bring up the top one. Ubilvad, so there's a din of royin. But the rayin only helps if the koire is in the finds itself in the correct goiva. It is not lamaila meyesre. It is not lamata meyesa. It's in the correct goiva of the movoi. So memele, so the whole problem is that these two koiches are separated. One is taller than the other. So there's a din of royin. Royin is al yoyne ki ilu hi lamata, vesatachtoyne ki ilu hi lamaylo. Ubulvat sheloite al yoyne lamaylo michofama. But if the al yoyne is in the wrong goiva, an apostle of goiva, so then we won't say royin to be marsheret. If the koire is in the right height. But the problem is, what is the problem over here? The problem is, if you have achas lamaylo v'achas lamato, we have a problem, it can't support an ariach. It can't support an ariach if they're two different levels. So we will see soon, so there's a new lamdas of royim. But since you have enough koire that theoretically, if they be together, it would be able to support. Now, bepoil, it can't support. So, royin, keilu bepoil, it could support. And this sounds very much like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says also, that means if we need support, if we need be'etzim, it seems theoretically you need a koire that is able to support an ariach. That's what you need theoretically. So Rabbi Yehuda's bepoil, you don't need it. Since bepoil, you won't put down an ariach. So memele, so since an ariach will never be put down, it was just put here. Theoretically, to be a base for an ariach, so it's only put for theoretical purpose, so royin is sufficient. So royin ke'ilu, it is able to support an ariach. Royin oise ke'ilu he shall matres. So memele, so here Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah said, Royin oise ke'ilu, they'd be level. Ubilvad she'tei ayoyne lamayla mechav, that they're level. If it's lamayla mechav, so then there's another problem over here. So then the koire is not in the correct goiva. So then it's, then there's no din of royin. Royin is only by the chesorin, if bepoil the koire the way it is unable to support an ariach. So there's alumnus of Royin Keilu. Amarabaye, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Savala Kavua Bechode, Apoligolei Bechode. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yehuda Bechode. That is alumnus of Royin. There's alumnus of Royin that in the problem of even though Bepoil it is unable to be Mekabel on Ariach, in the matz of it is, Royin Keilu. So Memele here, it's unable because the two levels is Royin Keilu. Poligalei Bechod. So V'lokevua Bechod de Islei Royin. He holds the Lomdus of Royin. Poligalei Bechod de Ilu Rabbi Yudah So V'lomayla Me'esrim. Rabbi Yisrabi Yudah, that is also kosher. That's Rabbi Yudah in the first Mishnah. Rabbi Yisrabi Yudah So V'besoy Chof Ein Lomayla Me'chof Loi. In this shtickle, he doesn't hold like his father. I'm just wondering how the Rabbeinu Yonason learned pshat in this Gemara. We had mentioned Rabbeinu Yonason was markiv the two Rabbi Yehudas and one Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds here, you don't have to be mekabel bepoil and ariach, because he holds the koire mishum mechitze. If you hold koire mishum mekeire, so then it has to look like it's put down there, bekvias, that you're going to build on top of it. So then it has to be able to support a richem, if that's the purpose. Rabbi Yehuda holds koire mishum mechitze. So you have a mechitze, a fartik. What, you don't have to, in Lomdus, you have a mechitze. It's a reichem tefer, you have a mechitze. And the Rabbeinu Yainison says that that's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda in the first Mishnah, that lamayla meyesrim is also good because you don't need hekel. So it's very modern. How could you say sovolo kevua bechode, poligalei bechode? If they're two separate shailas, if the way we learn pshat, the lamayla meyesrim Rabbi Yehuda holds it's good because there is a hekel lamayla meyesrim. So that's one Rabbi Yehuda. There's another Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't hold, you don't have to be able to be mekabel nariya. So the two different machloikesin. So it's very good. Sovolo kechode, poligalei bechode. But according to Rabbeinu Yonason, it's one machloikis. If it's kaire is mishum mechitzis, it doesn't have to be able to be mekabel nariach, it doesn't have to be nikke kibila maila meyasrim. That's how the Rabbeinu Yonason put it. So how could it be savolei kechode and poligalei bechode? It's a tarti desasri, according to the Rabbeinu Yonason. Beisach nisht. Let us see Rashi and Taisva. Zogt Rashi, achas lemailo v'achas lemato. Ubein shteyim kedei lekabel ariach. Zu eitzel zu. Again, Rashi shita is that you need shtei kairas amasimes, that it's only good when one is next to the other. Ubein shteyim kedei lekabel ariach. Zu eitzel zu. El sha'achas ma'midim shalo gvoyim mishal chavoto gvoyim imeno. The support is highest in the middle of the kairos high. Roinus al yoina at shei zu eitzel zu b'shavet. Again, Hirashi versus Klovi Rashi in Sukkot. That you have to end up that it's zu eitzel zu b'shavet. That the kairos should be able mitzad its own reichev to support and balance the riach. What if it's lamaila mesremama min hakarke? The ain shom hechsher koire, there is no hechsher koire. Leitachtein lamata miyud samach lekalka. The islay royin nami kavu, adam masnisen royin oise kilo he shall matres. This is one shita. And the din, if you need roy lekabel bepoil, so kashim, kanim can be mekakashim, kanim can be mekabel. Memele, there's a royin keilu. So memelo, so it's keilu. It is able to be mekabel and a riach, either keilu hu shal matres or keilu heim shavim. Zog Taisvis ubelvad sheloite al yoina lemaila miyesem beperik hayoshen porich mehocha leman di oma kol heicha de les beitefach lemarinan chavoit romi. The Gemara in the Havamina held that this aloche, if achas lemailo, va'achas lemato, and roynes al yoyne keilu hi lemato, how does this work? What right do we have to say royin es al yoyne keilu hi lemato? So the Gemara held it goes through with the lumdus of chavoit rami. Now in chavoit rami, the Gemara held that chavoit rami is only chavoit rami means that if you have something lemailo, you reckon kilo fell down. You could lower it. That's chavoit rami. So the Gemara is vayro over there that in order to say chavoit rami, it has to have a reichev tefach. Has a reichev tefach, then you say chavoit rami. Less than a reichev tefach, you don't say chavoit rami. So the Gemara asks a kasha. So we have a big problem over here. We have these base koires, and each one is not a tefach. Together, they're going to become a tefach. You say chavoit rami, you say roynes al yoyne keilu ilamato. Frag the gemore, how can you say chavoit rami, it's less than a tefach? That's the gemore's kasha. Porich moche lamando am kolecha de les bei tefach lamini chavoit rami. Umishani tore tzochi, ubelvach letehe al yoyne lamayla michof, elo besoichof, do yoyne is to be besoichof, vetachtoyne smuchlo bepoches mishloisha. So the Gemara says that lemaise that would you bring the oyoina lemato or the tachtoina lemailo is not as the lomdus of chavoit rami. The lomdus of chavoit rami you need a tefach in order to bring the top one down. Now they're speaking about that these two koires are less than three tvochim apart. So you'll say love it. You'll say love it. You'll bring it. Agav Urchai, so Amira de Kisfas Emes and Sukkah, Sfas Emes is Ma'ira, the Frat, Rashi Shita is that in order for it to be good, you need that the two Kairis have to be one next to the other. So what is the Lovot? When it is Teich Gimel, you say Lovot. So he says you're saying Lovot to Ave, you're not saying Lovot to an object. You're not bringing, because you want it to be next to it, not under it, it'll be under it, it won't be a reichev tefach. You have over here two kairas, each one is exactly a half a tefach. In order for it to be good, you need it, I want to be next to it. So what is the lovot over here? Okay, that's the Ha'ore of the Sfas Emes. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara says in Sukkah that that which is Mechaber, the Elyon, to the Tachton is love. Fine. Frag the Gemara, Vekoshe, Vektoisves. Da'ad porich merabi Yosi berabi Yehuda. Hey, so what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is asking a kasha, and how come you say that it's good? I don't say chavayt romi. So the Gemara says it's a problem. The last Lurayn, Rabbi Yehuda said, this is Kedivah Rabbi Yehuda holds like this. Oh, but you go away from our Gemara, according to the Rabbanon, it won't be good. So, Mamela, what is the whole problem? Maybe that's the svar of the Rabbanon. The svar of the Rabbanon is that you don't say Chavoyt Rami. Since there's no tefach, why do you have to go? There's love, let's say there's no love, and that's good with the machloikis. You say chavayt rami, don't you say chavayt rami? Va'oimari, so the Ri says gewaldik, the time of the rabbon alav mishum de les lay chavayt rami. Bepoches mi tefach. Elo mishum de boi koire ruuyo lekabel oriach. I think that's what the Pstachonim simply shat and Taisus Lesl Chavaitromi bepochas mitefach. That means Taisus holds like the Rabbeinu Yainasin, that if there's less than a tefach in between, it's also good. So not the Leslu Chavaitromi to make it bepochas mitefach, there should be a pochas mitefach in between. Ela mishum de boy koire ruya le kabel oriach. That the Chachamim hold Fakat the Machloikis, as we had mentioned before, the Machloikis, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is, should it be Bepoil able to be Mekabel and Ariach? Chavayt Rami is Lomdis. In Lomdis, you can consider that the one Koire is on the same level of the other Koire, and there's a Pachas Mitefach between them, and you'll say Lovod, and it's one big Koire, and Shalom Al Yisrael. That's in Lomdis. But and you need this Lomdis in order to make a Koire Sherechova Tefach. You need the Lomdis. You have to end up with a one Koire Sherechova Tefach. You can't have Shtiklach. You have to have a Koire Sherechova Tefach. But there's another din. There's another din that bepoil, it has to be able to be mekabel an ariach. Now, be able to be mekabel an ariach, this lomdus will not make it be able to be mekabel an ariach because they're on two levels. So the chachamim, which are chaylik with Rabbi Yehuda, is not in the lomdus of chavayt rami. The machloikis of the chachamim in Rabbi Yehuda is, do you say royin keilu their level, that it can support an ariach? So memelo, but in chavayt rami there's no machloikis. So if you see Rabbi Yehuda holds that you say chavayt rami when there's less than a tefach, so the rabbonim are not chaylik in this nekude. So that was pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah that you see they say chavayt rami less than a tefach. That's the problem. It has to be able to be mekabel on ariach. I think this is the lomdus of kash, a kanim, that it doesn't have any koivet. Ushtei koire is amasimois, afilu bepoches mishloisha, mishum de boi koire ruuya lekabel ariach. It has to be roi lekabel ariach. That means if I think Taisvis means one is a mile, one is Lamato, I think. That's what Taisvis means. In this case, I'll also pass up Mishim the boy, even though there's Lovud, Mishim the boy Kaira Ruya Le Kabal Oriach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rab Yehuda Oimer Rechova Afal Pi She'ein Abriya. Rabbi Yehuda said, you don't need that it should be able to support an ariach, even though it doesn't have the oivi and the strength to support an ariach. Masni lei Rabbi Yehuda lechia barav kamei derav. Rechove, they said, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rechove afal pi she'ein abriach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Omalei, so Rav told Rabbi Yehuda, no, that is not the correct girsa in the Mishnah. Asnayo rechove ubriye. The Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says you need rechove ubriye. Now we're going to get into hot water. If Rabbi Yehuda says you need rechove ubriye, and the Chachamim hold you need rechove ubriye, so what's tutzach da? So that we'll see in Tosfos. Frag the Gemara, but let's just go a little further. Va'omer Rabbi Loya Marav rechove al bo af al pi she'ein abriye. How could Rav say you need briye? Rav said, "Eistis the rechove al bo af al pi she'ein abriye." And with the Gemara, rechove al bo shani. If it is a rechove al bo, then you don't need briye. But doesn't have a rechove al bo, then you need briye. Let us see Rashi. No, there's no Rashi. Zok Taisvis. Isnayu rechovo ubriya. Perish Rashbam. That Rav said, ve'in machloikis bedovo. There's no machloikis. Rav Yehuda old, you need rechovo ubriya. Chom old, you need rechovo ubriya. Bekoshe. The oz yeshlimche kol bov ederoyim. You have a whole bov in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda ime shalkash v'shalkanim roi naisekilu shalmatres. You have a whole bov over here that says klo, that if it's not briya, it's roin. Not only you're changing a few words. Rechove af al pi she'ein briya. Rechove, you have to say she briya. You have to, this whole roin you have to make ois. El onire. So Taisus wants to say, not like the Rashba. El onire, what did Rav tell Rav Yehuda? Shahoya Mahapech Divre Rabbi Yehuda Le Rabbon. That's what Rav told him. Rav told him, you're goyres that Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't need Briya. No, you're making a mistake. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need Briya. The Chachamim holds, you don't need Briya. That's what Rav told Rabbi Yehuda. Vimtaima. So Rav wanted to tell him, the Chachamim holds, you don't need Briya. Vimtaima, my porich mi Rabbeloi. So what's the kasha? If the whole people is who holds what? So if I can't become old, you don't need Briya. So what's the question for Rabbi Loi? Rabbi Loi said you don't need Briya. Sure you don't need Briya, because the Chomim hold you don't need Briya. Dil me kerabonon svirale. Vishloimid loi metukim milse kerabonon. The Rechove Arbo koma. The Gemara learned the Rechove Arbo means it needs Arbo. Ule Rabbonon baye shetei Rechove techa. Vafil aina Briya. So Rabbi Loi Ziri can't hold like the Chachamim, because the Chachamim said that Tefach is sufficient. So my male is not going like the Chachamim. El ha-kochol ked Rabbi Yehuda. V'sal kedaitach de kimle le Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yehuda boi rechove dalet, avol ein tzorich shetehei briye. But you don't need that it should be briye. So it means he has to be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda never gave a size in the reichet. But Avol Kaponim in Rabbi Yehuda, he says you need Rechove Dalet, not the way Rav said. Mishani Rechove Arbo Shani. See, Avol Rechove Tav, Rabbi Yehuda Shetai Briya. So the Gemara answered no, that what Rabbi Loi said, not that you need Rechove Arbo and you don't need Briya. If it is Rechove Arbo, you don't need Briya. But the Mishnah says, if it is not Rechove Arbo, you do need Briya, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Umiyu Koshe, Kiven de Gam Divrei Rabbonon Mahapach. So the way the Taisvis learned Pshat, that Rav was Mahapach the Tanoi, the Rabbonon hold, that you don't need Briya, Rabbi Yehuda, you do need Briya. The holds of Rabbi Yehuda, you do need Briya. Umiyu Koshe, Kiven de Gam Divrei Rabbonon Mahapach. Have a lay lemeime milse a rabbonon. So why the, what's it so gestellt of Rabbi Yehuda? Lemeime, she said as follows. By us it says in the Mishnah, that the rechove, according to the rabbonon, you need rechove, and you need briya also, or briya kdeh lekabal oriach. And the rabbonon, so should have said, kiv de gandim rabbonon hapach, have a lemeime milse a rabbonon, lemeime asnaye rechove, afal pi sheine briya, ki milsaye de rabbonon. Why did they stell sich an Rabbi Yehuda? Verkehrt, is a machloikis what Rabbanon told also. So start from the beginning of the Mishnah. And say that, Rav told them, the Chachamim hold, you don't need Briya. V'nireh le Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam learns a third pshat. Rabbi Yehuda masni lo amilse de Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda said tak amilse de Rabbanon that what? Rechove arbo masul Rabbi Yehuda rechove af alpi she'eino bria. So, punkfakel. Rabbi Yehuda said it on the Rabbonon, that the Rabbonon hold you don't need bria. Not like our Mishnah. V'omalei Rav asni rechove ubria kemoi b'masnisin. Fakel. The Chacham amod you do need bria. Elisha Shas, so Mamela we're talking going on the Chachomim. On the Chachomim, not on Rabbi Yehuda. We're going on the Chachomim. Eistis Rabbi Yehuda said the Chachomim, hold, you don't need Briye. And Rav said, no, you do need Briye, like it says in our Mishnah. Elisha Shas, Himtim, Lesada, Gemara, Zu, Atche, Sim, Pluktai. Pahash, the Porich. So Mamela, so now the Shaila is, what do the Chachomim hold? So Yehuda says the Chachamim hold you don't need bria, and Rav says the Chachamim hold you do need bria. V'ash the poch mirabbi loyde mishlamave kirabonon. How could you say Rav that the Chachamim hold you don't need bria? How could you say how could you Rav Yehuda say you don't need bria? The Rav says you do need bria. How could Rav say you need bria? Rabbi Loyde said you don't need bria. So it's a kasha and ra from Rabbi Loi. Mistama Rabbi Loi is going like the Chachomim. Ash the porich me Rabbi Loi de Mistama have a kerabon. Lefize yesh loi chiyach dein alohi kerav de kom ala las nai yitzoich lemayiv. A mishne loi nishnis kemoi shigiv ve kan nishnis kemoi shigiv ve hem posko aga oinim ve alohis gedoilis. So Taisva says, according to the Rabbi Natam's girse, so what did Rav say? The shayla is what the girse is in the Chachomim. So Rav Yehuda said the girs is the Chachamim is you don't need Briya. Rav said you do need Briya. And what does it say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says you do need Briya. So it seems they were Megiyah the Mishnah like Rav. We had a similar machloikis on the first Mishnah in Erevin. There the Rav Yehuda said that Yeser me Eser Atzuras Pesach helps. And Rav was Goyres, Yeser me Eser, Atzuras HaPesach does not help. And if we look in our Mishnah, we see the Mishnah says it does help. So Memele, according to the Ben Tam's Gilse, we see that in this din we pasken like Rav, that the Chachomim hold you do need Briye, and in the Shail of Yeser me Eser, we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda, that Atzuras HaPesach will help even if it's more than Eser. Hoysa shel kash, maika mash melon dem rinen royen. You say royen kilohu matches. I know how. So he said before you don't need brie. Shein brie. So why do you have to tell me kash? So the Gemara says, ma datem be beminam rinen. If it is a mean that is theoretically able to carry an ariyah, no. Now this mean is thin. So therefore can't support an ariyah. So then they say, roi. Shaloi b'mino, but if you put down l'chatchila a mean, that is always unable to support an ariyah, so I would think they don't say roi in kiluhu matris. It's kamash melon, but b'chol oifin you say. Akume roi in oisa ke'ilu hi pshuta. If it is round, you consider like if it was krum kilo hipshute. Fact the gemara pshite. Let us see Rashi. Haino hach the tana bereisha chav al pishen abriya. Lo misu hoisu shal kash tain abriya. Roi nois the kilo ishal matres. Just said that if he knows ain abriya, roi briya bemin amrinim. Shragali is boise amin briya. Kegan kaira shalai. Kain abriya nami amrinim roi kilo hu briya. Because it's a mean that Be'etzem is theoretically able to support an Ariyach. Avol shel kash v'shel kanim da'ina b'riya b'mina emel emrin eroi. Now, what is the pshite? Pshite da'ochinami emrin eroi, the maishna ho midareishe. So Rashi learns pshat that the kash pshite is that this is, if you say royin, that means, so just like if it is unable to support an ariyach, because it's kash. You say royin kilo matre, so the same way, if it's unable to support an ariyach, because it is round, you also say royin. That's the Gemara's kash pshita. Doch in Amem Rinen Roin, the Maishnah Midereshe. So according to Rashi, Rashi learns that the whole din, that Agula is good, that Akuma is good, is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's Shandig Moskashe Pshita. The Rosh brings down, I think we paskin like the Rosh also, not like Rashi, that this din is going according to everybody. Agula is good according to everybody. And the Rosh is Medayik from the Losh Nagmore. Before, when we said, you don't need Bria Kedei Lekabel Oriach, so, like the Gemara, Hainu Hach. Hoise Shalkash, my Kamashmon, the Marina Royin, Hainu Hach. You say Royim, Hainu Hach. So here, the Gemara said, Akume, Hainu Hach. Moshe also said, Hainu Hach, the same din of Roy. Why does the Gemara say, Pshite? So the Rosh is Medayik, Pshita means, this din is Poshit. This din everyone holds. And the Chazaynish explains that there's a Moira de Kechilik. Because by Kash, or Eina Briye, so Lamaisa, it's not Bekoyach, the Koyre is not Bekoyach to support. It doesn't possess the Koyach to support an Ariach. You have to say, Royin Kilu Hu Matris, that's a Kilu, you have a Koyre that's kosher with a Kilu. By Agula and Akume, you have the Etzim, in the Koyre there is to support an Ariach. You have it, Rechava Tefa, it's Krum now, some Emela, or it's Ogul, but the Koyre Mitzad Atzmoy has in itself a Koyach to support. Now, grad is a dover that is ma'akiv the koire from using its potentials. That's the problem over here. So that the Gemara says, pshita, if it is in a rechov or tevach, in bepoil, you're not going to put an ariach on top of it. You just need it should be able to support an ariach. This has a tevach. So here, that's where the Rosh learns that this is a libid of kulalma. Pshita, and the Gemara came out from the Rab Zeire. The Omer Rab Zeire, that Akuma told me another chiddush. He besaych hamavui, bak mumiso chutz lemavui. Now this case is, let us look at picture 183. That the akmimus is going out chutz lemavui, is going outside of the mavui. One case. He besaych esrim, bak mumiso lemaylo mi esrim. That is picture 184. Royin or he lemailo miyasor vakmo miso lemata miyasor, a third case. So here, takya, here it's not pshita, it's royin. Ko sheilu yinotel akmo miso ve'ein bein zele ze shloisha en tzorech lohovi koyracheres en tzorech lohovi koyracheres. That means if you say dal on the akmimus in this less than shloisha now, let's look at picture 184, where the three is. That means if there's three tvachim, so it's no good, but it is less than three tvachim. By the margin of 20 amis, of less than three tvachim. So this is mamish, like, picture 177, that if you have less than three tvachim between the two kairis, lemaise, it's kosher. So memele, so you say dal and the akmimus, and if there's less than three tvachim, you'll connect these two stodi akoire, and like picture 177. So that's Rab Zeira's memris. Rab Zeira's memris said, "Rein kol shili shinot akma misa, vein bein zela ze shloishin zachlovi kairacheres, imlav zachlovi kairacheres." Frag the Gemara hanami pshitehi. It's also poshut. And for the Gemara, b'seich mavoi, he b'seich mavoi, v'akmo miseich chutz l'mavoi. Picture 183. So that's a chiddush. What's a chiddush? It's the chlei. Mal detein v'leichesh dul ma'osi lamshuchi basro. There's another problem involved over here. The problem is that if you have that k'mimus chutz l'mavoi, some mele people follow the mavoi. They think kozman the under. They follow the koire, and Kozman, they're under the koire, they're allowed to carry. So memele, and this is already going outside of the movi, so he is not allowed to carry. Mao de teimo leichas dulma osi lam shuchi basro, kamash melon, but you don't say this gzeire.